yesterday's attacks on another thing.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
December 1, 2016. In a controversial move, U.S. senators unanimously pass a 10-year extension of the Iran Sanctions Act.
Calendar number 693, H.R. 6297, an act to reauthorize the Iran Sanctions Act of 1996.
Then on H.R. 6297, the yeas are 99, the nays are zero. The bill is passed.
The law, first passed by Congress in 1996, allows the U.S. to punish investments in Iran's energy industry. U.S. lawmakers view it as a sword of Damocles trying to hang it over Iranian nuclear programs as long as possible.
We must provide leverage to seek necessary change in the conduct of the Iranian regime and hold Iran accountable for meeting its international obligations, including the terms of the JCPOA.
However, Iranian lawmakers see the renewal as a flagrant violation of the nuclear deal between Iran and the P5+1 reached in 2015.
این امر فقط حکایت از آن می‌کند که کل سیستم حکومت آمریکا دموکرات جمهوری‌خواه در تمدید این قانون توافق نمودند و معنای این امر بی‌اعتباری رئیس جمهور فعلی است. این حادثه نشان می‌دهد رئیس جمهور فعلی آمریکا در این توافق با شرافت عمل نکرد. ما اکیداً از دولت می‌خواهیم اقدام متقابل را در ازای گستاخی آنان هر چه سریع‌تر به موقع اجرا قرار دهد.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has demanded that the US President not sign the extension.
مصوبه اخیر کنگره آمریکا به اعتقاد ما با برجام مغایرت داشته و ناقض آن است. لذا رئیس جمهور آمریکا موظف است با استفاده از اختیارات خود از تایید و به ویژه از اجرای آن جلوگیری نماید.
The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the JCPOA, was signed in 2015 between Iran and the six world powers to end a decade-long dispute over Iran's nuclear program. The agreement comprised a set of mutual conditions. As part of it, Tehran pledged to sell its excess heavy water, redesign the Arak reactor, cut enrichment down to 3.67%, and reduce its centrifuges down to 5,060 in Natanz and 1,044 in Fordo. Tehran also agreed to increase inspections into the implementation of the additional protocol. The pledges were fully honored within the time frame under the full supervision of the IAEA. In return, the U.S., along with five other powers, promised to lift the sanctions. As such, the nuclear-related sanctions by the UN Security Council, the EU, and the U.S. had to be canceled. The P5+1 agreed to lift the ban on selling commercial aircraft to Iran, maritime restrictions, banking and financial restrictions, and transaction limitations on oil and gas, among others. 1 year later, many of these constraints persist. European banks still refrain from doing business with Tehran, fearing an American backlash. In the aviation sector, Tehran has been unable so far to buy a single aircraft. The dollar transaction restriction has been a major barrier for Iranian companies keen on doing business with the world. The confiscation of the Iranian central bank's assets overseas and the imposition of fresh sanctions are among measures adopted by the U.S., which are against the JCPOA.
Even during the negotiations, the USA was imposing further sanctions. And even when the agreement was signed, the USA still imposed further sanctions. The USA never really intended an effective agreement. They were forced to negotiate by the Russians, the Chinese, and the Europeans. But so they came up with an agreement, and now, of course, they're doing everything they can to undermine it.
Iran complains it has not received the full benefits of the sanctions relief because of these sanctions. U.S. sanctions, while not necessarily prohibiting non-U.S. companies and financial institutions from working with Iran, raise the cost and risk of doing business with the Islamic Republic. Now, the same members of Congress who were opposing the nuclear deal have sponsored the renewal of a nearly expired law. The bill, in and of itself, violates UN Resolution 2231 that calls for the formal termination of all UN sanctions 8 years from the adoption day. That's why the new bill is going to renew sanctions for at least 10 years to come. The international community has reacted negatively to these anti-Iran legislations on the part of the U.S. Congress and the U.S. government. The latest reaction has come from China. On Monday, December 5, 2016, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi underlined the necessity for all parties to last year's nuclear deal to remain committed to their undertakings. So far, the U.S. has played an unreliable part among the members of the agreement. In fact, many political experts believe that more than anything else, the U.S. reputation is at stake.
The agreement was supposed to change things and to give Iran equal access to banks and in order to facilitate trade. So obviously it's not going to help. But the real harm, I think, is the breach in trust. And it shows that the United States is not a reliable partner.
If the U.S. lame duck president refrains from signing the bill into law, the country will be able to save face for 6 months. But the worst is yet to come. How about Donald Trump? During his presidential campaign, Trump called Obama's significant foreign policy achievement one of the worst deals. He vowed to renegotiate or tear up the deal.
The United States must oppose this resolution and use the power of our veto, which I will use as president 100%. And it's a bad deal.
That's why many political experts have warned the U.S. president-elect against messing with the deal. In a BBC interview, CIA Director John Brennan warned the incoming administration that scrapping the nuclear deal would be disastrous.
I think it would be disastrous. It really would. First of all, for one administration to tear up an agreement that a previous administration made would be almost unprecedented. And I think it would really call into question any agreement that the United States would sign on to in the future.
Given Trump's flip-flops over the weeks after his victory, it remains unclear whether his campaign rhetoric will translate into policy. But what remains clear is that the United States has already broken its promises over and over again, and the renewal of the Iran Sanctions Act might be the last straw.
If, let's say, the United States tears the agreement, the Iranians will tear the agreement. But if the United States tries to keep the agreement but to misuse it, and the Iranians feel that the agreement has reached a point where it's really becoming ineffective, then the Iranians will start interpreting the agreement in a way in which the United States gets nothing out of it either. The Iranians can interpret the way in which the IAEA gains access to different sites.
Certainly, we will not be the starter in breaching the deal. But if the time comes that there is no other alternative but to respond, then our response will be very strong and will be very crucial. I hope that the time will never come for such an action.
No matter how the U.S. is going to proceed with the game, Iran is resolved to play its trump card this time.
تخلف‌های متعددی کردن، یکی دوتا نیست. تازه ترینش این تمدید تحریم 10 ساله است. اگر این تحریم بشود، قطعاً نقض برجام است. بدون تردید. و بدانند جمهوری اسلامی حتماً در مقابل اون واکنش نشان خواهد داد.